So the Voyagers were the unmanned spacecraft that NASA launched, and with the help of Carl Sagan making the beautiful golden record affixed to the Voyagers, they launched these unmanned spacecraft. The golden record, for any listeners who don't know, is a gold-plated, something that looked like a vinyl record, but it contained what Sagan called humanity's greatest hits and Earth's greatest hits. Children saying hello in 50 different languages, images of the most beautiful spots on planet Earth, in the hopes that if these unmanned spacecraft, if we reached a complex society that could understand the binary code, which is how the gold-plated record was coded, that then we would be sending the message that life on planet Earth was beautiful and peaceful, which it certainly can be. So my question for you is, now NASA has said that those unmanned spacecraft are the farthest reaches of humans. They're beyond the solar system, and we're still getting some communication with them. So as these satellites go into space, first of all, does NASA just have complete control over the trajectory? Because it feels like there are so many space objects that could mediate the path of the Voyager. That's the first part of the question. And then secondly, just your thoughts on how it survives and gives us information.
Okay, well, it is essentially a dead object. It's just going out into space and it's just traveling under the Newtonian laws of motion. And yeah, it could be influenced by something that's going by. Did you know that right now there are two objects relatively close to our solar system that have come from outer space, meaning far away, not even in our solar system? These are big pieces of rocks, not comets that are tied to the sun's gravity, but something that's away from the sun and coming by, zipping past our solar system. So something like that could definitely influence the trajectory of these spacecraft going out toward forever.
So, does the thought of these spacecraft give you hope, or does it make you feel? I mean, I've talked to NASA scientists who say that the mathematical probability is that there is life out there. Not only is the mathematical probability on the side of life, but that there's complex life out there that we just don't have access to. So, yet we haven't found anything, yet we don't have tangible evidence of that right now. So, just your thoughts on that.
Well, let's get back to Venus. Venus now looks like it had the conditions for life for 3 billion years, probably. And so that means that exoplanets, planets around other stars, have a wider range of the Goldilocks spot, not too hot and not too cold, in orbit around other stars. So yes, it looks more and more likely that there's the possibility of life having billions of years to evolve on other solar systems.
And then the weirdness of how time could work in different ways in other parts of the universe, right?
Okay, I'm going to take that to mean that evolution could work in different ways, not time. Time is pretty strange as it is, but time is time in our solar system and in other solar systems. But evolution could be very different in different solar systems.
Other solar systems have the same time that we have?
Yes, they have mass and length and time. They have all the physical attributes that we have on Earth, right? So yes, time is the same. Now, evolution, the progression of things in this solar system over time could be very different from the evolution in our solar system.
Well, any final thoughts on all of this information?
Well, it's always fun to talk with you about these things. You never know where it's going to go, but it's always great talking with you, Megan.
Thank you. You too, Dr. Borton.